Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky, and the night's gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind.
And that was Russell Watson and Faith of the Heart. And this is Until You Walk the Path, You Don't Know Where It Goes. I'm Teresa Chase. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's been a little while, but things have been wild and exciting. And very shortly, we're going to have an amazing announcement for both Horses and Heroes and Never Can Say Goodbye. So you're going to want to keep track of me on Facebook and or LinkedIn, because amazing things are happening. Today I am hosting a medium and channeler. Her name is Linda Lee, and she and I have the channeling in common. Although, you know, I am no longer active and deliberately channeling, Linda is, and I think her story is compelling. And I, Linda, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Teresa. I'm so glad to be here and share this time with you.
We met through LinkedIn, and I like what you had to say about many things. So I thought we would share your experiences and give more information about channeling to clear up any misconceptions, and as well as to help people protect themselves with the increasing energy and everybody's spiritual, with so many gifts awakening. The more positive and information out there, the better for everybody. How did you learn how to channel, or how were you given the gift?
Actually, I began to use a gift that was given to me when I was 12 years old. And I was at a Pentecostal church with my great-grandparents, and I went down to the front on the calling. You know, all the churches have these callings for you to give your heart to Christ. And I was very drawn that day and pulled, even though many, many times I had seen it and been in front of it before and was never. I went down. They prayed for me. I was slain in the spirit, and I began speaking in tongues.
Okay.
But I was age 12. So I never did anything with it, and I didn't understand it. I went home to my parents in San Diego. This happened at Amy McPherson's church in Los Angeles, California, and I just lived my life, and I continued to grow as a person and evolve as a person. And then about 3 years ago, I was just surfing over the Internet, and I heard or I saw the words light language. And it was like, bingo, oh, my gosh, I wonder if this is what I do. I had used the method for prayer several times during my life. During it, that time, thought was a horrible crisis, but looking back was a mini crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But so I saw the light language, and I started looking into it, and I started realizing that this was what I was doing. This is just another way of saying you were speaking in tongues. And after his death, I decided to honor him by stepping forward and sharing my light language with other people, as he had encouraged me prior to his death. once I did that, I stepped out of my comfort zone and I shared a short video with 20 other people, and the response from them was fantastic. How they were moved, how they felt physical changes in their bodies, how it brought them peace, made me realize that there was something very, very, very special with this ability. And it was during one of these light language sessions that came from that original video that I posted, where somebody asked for a one-on-one with me, that I had my first experience with somebody, spirit actually coming in and speaking to me through telepathy to deliver a message to the person who was sitting for me.
Okay.
And it happened to be her son, which I knew nothing about her private life whatsoever, but the words came to me, "Mama is love." So I'm questioning myself about this, what I'm hearing, and I suddenly then hear somebody say to me, "Just trust yourself and go with this." So I did. So I spoke it to her, only to find out from her that her son had passed away about 14 months prior to that, at the age of 40, I believe, with a massive heart attack. And he used to come into her home. He'd walk up behind her. He'd wrap his arms around her from the back and whisper those words into her ear.
Okay.
And that's how my channeling began. And once I accepted that, once I received it and accepted this for myself as a ability, it just continued to unfold, and it got greater, and more people would come in, and now I channel angels and guides and entities and archangels, whoever chooses to come in and deliver a message. I've channeled Kryon recently, so I now have those abilities unfolded. All the greats know that I can receive them, and so they come when they're called upon, or they come on their own with messages for the people who are sitting for me in a session.
Okay. When I was learning how to, I've always been an intuitive and empath, but a friend taught me how to use those gifts to channel, and especially in the beginning, I couldn't trust the messages. I couldn't tell the difference from me and the one I was channeling. How does that feel for you, and how do you tell the difference?
I tell the difference because when it comes through, it's generally words I would never use in my everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, perhaps, will come through. Thoughts that I would not have as Linda.
Okay.
I recall when this all began for me, my husband asking me certain questions about certain things, and the messages that would come out when I finished giving him this message that obviously was being channeled through me, he would look at me and say, "Oh my gosh, that's language you have never used, or I've never heard you use." So
right.
this is my key. 99% of the time, the language that comes through me is the language of the guide, angel, or entity that is channeling through my vessel for that sitter's greatest good.
Okay. Although we are not doing readings, we will be taking calls, and the phone number is 347-838-9927. Again, 347-838-9927, and this is only for while the show is live. For those who are listening into the playback, sorry about that. With all the awakening, you've got more beings of light coming in, but you also have the darkness coming in. How do you tell the difference for the source of your information or who you're channeling? How do you protect yourself?
Well, first of all, I have these terrific team of guides that I trust explicitly. I ask that all those that come in are for either my greater good or for the sitter's greater good. I ask that only those that have the greatest good for the both of us be received.
Right.
I haven't experienced any consciously experience any darkness. I've never walked away from any of my readings feeling any heaviness. I feel like I'm truly protected, and I had one perfect example of that faith that I have in that area was I was channeling an entity at one time, and this was very early on in my channeling, and the entity was extremely, extremely strong entity with lots of power, and it spoke very, very fast, and I was speaking their language, and my body was actually starting to tire out, and I could hear my guides ask the entity to please step back. And I also, when this did not happen, my guide told me that they asked me personally, you know, are you okay? And I said, yes, I'm okay. And this is all going on in my mind while I'm speaking the language, while the language is coming through me. I'm able to have these separate conversations at the same time. Okay. And I said, no, let it go. So they let it go for a few more minutes. And then they told me, my guide said, okay, we're going to ask one more time. And if he doesn't slow down or back off, we're cutting it off. And they asked him, and he didn't, and they immediately cut it off, and it was just, suddenly I was just blank. It's like somebody stuck a blank paper in my face. It was gone. It was gone. And it wasn't gone because it was causing me harm, consciously and purposely causing me physical harm. It's that my body wasn't equipped to handle it at that time.
Okay. Have you noticed that as the more you do, the more you are capable of doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it unfolds. I think of it as a flower, and you watch the petals open of a rose, and they open one petal at a time, and that's how I see our abilities unfold. I honestly believe in my heart that every single one of us who walk on this earth today have the ability to do what I am doing. It's just to be opening it, accepting it, and trusting in oneself, and it begins with self-love. The moment you realize that you are worthy of loving yourself the way our source loves us, that starts opening the doors. And that's the hardest thing for the human being to accept in themselves, and accept themselves and love themselves with all of the flaws that they have, whether it be their physical body, the way they think, the way they speak, the way their appearances, whatever it is. Once you accept the love of Source for who you are, and that you can carry that same love within your own heart for yourself, then your abilities start coming forward. I call them springing forward.
Yeah. One of the things that I noticed in my own life, that whenever I doubt myself, and, you know, whether it be of second-guessing myself or not trusting myself, that's when my energy level starts dropping. And, you know, the fear finds a foothold. And so that, you know, it drops your energy and makes yourself, you know, you make yourself open more to the negative energies. But the more you come from love, that is when your energy level increases, but your vibration level also increases, which is an added protection.
Yes, this is true, and I agree with that. And one of the things that have recently been brought to my attention through my channeling of Source is that this is when it is most important, when the events of the world causes heaviness, and that's their purpose. And this is when it's most important to keep your light shining. And this is when you feel this darkness starting to come in. You simply do not accept it, and you send love to where that source is coming from.
Right.
And that continues to let your light shine, and that's what we need. We need, as your light shines and your vibrations increase, the minute you start praying for another, the minute even those who are perpetrating against you or against other people in the world that you see and you hear, because we have all this technology that allows us to see this devastation even before the streets are dry. And if we start sending love to those perpetrators that are involved in these type of things that we don't understand as humans, that's when your vibration begins to increase, because now you are accepting life the way Source intended it to be, and that is love and pure love.
And one of the things, especially in the political climate these days, that if you give in to the fear and anger,
mm-hmm.
and matching hate with hate, hate with hate always makes more hate.
Yes.
And just because you send love and light to someone does not mean that you are approving or endorsing their bad behavior.
Correct.
It means that you are trying to diffuse the harm that they can do.
Yes. Yes, you're bringing them love and you're bringing them light. And hopefully when they are ready for it, it doesn't mean that it's going to go right into that person immediately. It can hang above them for quite some time until that moment comes when they reach out. And when
right.
they reach out, it is there waiting for them.
And I've noticed that most bullies are usually the most frightened and weak people around, but they use that bluster as a self-defense.
Yes, it's a mask.
And so when you try to remove that mask, it's something that you have to do, be very careful about. And this also goes for those who have crossed over, as well as the living, as well as those who are in different realms. You have to be careful how you approach them with light. Because a vampire, which there are human ones of those as well, if you feed them light, that's poison. If you run into someone who, when you walk away from them, you feel drained and sick, you've just gotten bit by a vampire. I mean, vampires only bite you in the neck in the movies.
Right.
So a spiritual vampire is someone who lives off other people's energy and gives nothing in return. A healthy relationship, there is give and take. You know, sometimes, one is capable of giving more and the other one needs it. But in the when it comes out in the wash, everybody is 50-50. But a vampire just, lives off other people and zaps their energy and doesn't care. If you feed that type of person light and love, it's like feeding them poison. It's like giving a vampire garlic. So if, to make a vampire back off, you feed them, you bless them. But if you want to help them, you send the light up to their oversoul or to, for their best and highest good and help it filter down the best way you can.
Yes.
Because if you do it otherwise, you will do harm for them. Anyway, we've got somebody on the line, so I'm going to open the mic up.
Oh, wonderful.
Hello there, 619.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, you know,
you have a question?
I just tuned in, so I'm not really sure what you guys are talking about quite yet. I don't know why I pushed one, but.
We're talking about channeling and how to get receive spiritual gifts and how to open yourself up to your gifts, spiritual gifts.
Okay. Well, I would assume meditating would be a major, component in opening yourself up. Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, you do have to be careful. I didn't understand your question, Lindy. Do you understand?
Like meditation, like you could kind of like to be able to like channel, you would probably have to like quiet your mind and But I would actually, you'd want to protect yourself, with the white light, I'm sure that would probably be the first thing you would have to do, make sure that you have all your armor on, so to speak. And then I'm not sure exactly what would come next after that.
Could you ask your question again, please?
I'm just wondering if meditation is the way to open yourself up to channel.
For me, yes, it was. And the more you become grounded and centered, not only do you protect yourself more, but you're able to quiet your mind enough to actually hear. Because the messages are already there. It's just they get lost in the white noise of your mind.
Right. I think I'm
agree with you.
I think for, I mean, I think I'm trying to get, there's messages that I think I'm just not hearing, you know. It seems like I'm getting different signs that are happening. I'm just not sure who, you know, who's trying to leave me the message. Can you help me out with that one? As far as knowing where they're coming from or who they're sending them.
I'm hearing your guide, but you need to ask.
Okay. Well, I do ask. And I'm not hearing, or I don't pick up on the signs of who, you know, who's coming through. So I have asked. Maybe I haven't listened long enough. I'm not, yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay, do you have an idea?
I would agree that she needs to quiet her mind after she asks, and to realize also that the answers don't always come immediately. They can come while you're out busy gardening or doing your grocery shopping, and so you have to be aware of suddenly you see something, and it's repetitive. Say, for instance, a number or a name. These are all messages for you to try to put all the pieces together. And once you put all the pieces together, then you come up with your answers. But they do answer. If you ask the question, they do answer. You just have to quiet yourself enough and to be aware that they're sending messages in different ways. Sometimes it can be a frog. You see three frogs, one every day. Okay, now what does that frog mean to you? And that frog could be some type of a message that suddenly, oh, my gosh, that makes so much sense. And that's how they come to you. That's how your answers come. And they also can come during meditation. If you allow yourself to create visions, oftentimes then your guides will come in and they'll take over your visions that you've started, and they will take you down a particular path. And down that particular path, you will visually see what it is that they are trying to tell you.
Okay.
So they work
that.
In many, many different forms. Yeah, you just have to be accepting.
Yeah.
When you suddenly realize, oh my goodness, that's my message. Thank them. Say thank you. I finally got it. Thank you. Please. I'm ready for more.
Okay.
Acknowledging them is very important.
Yeah.
Well, and also being grateful for the help and support is a major big thing. Because, you know, even, you know, in mundane life, if you help somebody out and continually help and they never even bother to say thank you, you're less likely to do it again.
Right.
Correct.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's great. All right. Well, I'll continue to listen, and I'm sure I'll learn, you know, some more.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
thank
you for calling in.
Yes. All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, it's just to get back to that a little bit, that's so important for any of those that are just waking up, that's what I call it, just coming into themselves and their spirit, and to listen. You can ask. When you do ask, don't expect immediate answer, because they don't generally come that way until you're further into your telepathy gets stronger and stronger, and your abilities unfold and they get stronger and stronger, then you start getting answers immediately because you've made a contact with this guide or this angel that you communicate with and can communicate on a daily basis with. So then your answers do come very quickly. But in the beginning, they don't. They kind of send little things and have you. They make you work for it.
Well,
it's just like everything else in life. You know, you have to work for it.
Especially the novice. They will lead breadcrumbs and see if you will follow your intuition. I had wanted a new bed, and I was on the way to something, and instead of turning when I was supposed to, something said go straight. Well, it led me past this yard sale that had a bed that I liked that I could afford, and the woman was willing to deliver it to my house.
At your guides.
And, you know, basically they said you asked for it. Okay, follow follow the breadcrumbs. And they led me to what I was looking for. So it's a matter of following your intuition.
Yes, it is, and giving into it.
Right. And the more you trust it,
the more
better,
you get.
Yeah. But one of the things that I want to caution people, because there are dark entities out there who will masquerade And if your intuition, you know, leads, you know, is an obvious lead to harm to yourself or others, I would really question that. Or if you, after the conversation, you are tired, sickly, or angry, that is not of the light. You know, communicating can tire you, but it will make you feel loving and positive rather than sickly or angry.
Yeah, I've been so fortunate not to have any of those experiences in my 2.5 years. Fantastic.
Well, yeah, well, the thing of it is, the brighter the light, the deeper the shadows.
Mm.
So that is one of the things to be aware of, is the brighter your light gets, the more the more likely you are to attract shadow.
Yes.
And the half hour is nearly gone, so we're going to be doing our shameless self promotion. How can people find you, and what services do you do?
Okay, I have a website. It is www.channelingbylindalee.com. I also have a Facebook page that's under the name of Light Language by Linda Lee. You can find me on both of those. I do light language sessions in all of my channeling sessions. I offer, and usually runs anywhere from 3 to 6 minutes. And generally what is delivered to you through the light language is something for your soul. You won't understand it with your mind at all. But your soul will understand every word of it, and your soul will give to you service from the light language as it is needed, and will deliver it to you on a subconscious level. I classify the light language, a philosopher, Rumi, 13th century philosopher, once wrote, "The soul has been given its own ears to hear things the mind does not understand." And I find those words a great explanation for light language.
Okay.
So you receive that. There are several sessions. I have 30-minute sessions, one-hour sessions, and an hour-and-a-half sessions. And I do them through Skype, Hangouts, Google Hangouts, whatever they like. I like to have visual contact if I can.
Okay.
And there's a way, on my website and also on my Facebook page to connect with me by going to my website.
Okay. And give your website again.
It is www.channelingbylindalee.com.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I don't know when the next show is going to be, but I am doing them as possible. As I said at the beginning, things are coming together and amazing things are happening. So updates shortly. Linda, thank you for sharing your wisdom. And I'm going to have Cher sing us out with Believe.
Thank you very much for asking.